أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلوات وأتم التسليم على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أبي القاسم محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي قال الله تعالى في محكم كتابه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين صدق الله العلي العظيم Eid Mubarak to you all on this auspicious occasion, the birthday anniversary of our beloved Imam, Sahib al-Asri wal-Zaman, al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan, al-Qa'im al-Mahdi, ajjalallah ta'ala farajuhu al-Sharif.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The topic that I have prepared to speak about this evening is the need for the appearance of the Imam Ajallallah Ta'ala Farajuhu Sharif. Now, as far as this particular topic is concerned, I'm very sure that you have come across certain aspects as to why it is so important for us to have the Imam and for his reappearance, especially towards the end of mankind and with the coming of the Raj'a and everything else that leads to Judgment Day. I'm very sure that all of you are also familiar with the particular signs, the definite or the non-definite signs that would come around prior to the appearance of the Imam. However, there are still so many questions as to how we are able to engage in a correct discourse that would enable us to look at practical dimensions of the very need for the appearance of the Imam. This is why I recited this verse from the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Qasas, ayah number 5, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we wanted to confer favor, وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّ مُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا upon or unto those who were oppressed in the land, فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجَعَلُهُمْ أَئِمَّةً and we make them leaders, وَنَجَعَلُهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ and we also make them the heirs and the inheritors to the land. The need for the existence and for the creation and the making or the coming of this promised day and the appearance of the Imam is of vital importance for all of us. However, the first question that poses in our mind is, what is the goal of that creation of the earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to in Him promising that the underprivileged or the oppressed will regain control and power over the world. When it comes to the creation of the world, there are, of course, different dimensions to it, the material and also the physical or the material and also the spiritual. Now, we know for a fact that with the appearance of the Imam, Imam Al-Hujjah Ajallallah Ta'ala Farajuhu Sharif will indeed bring about a lot of different changes. Now, we do say reappearance or appearance, we use these words very loosely in the English language because it could be assumed in some people's minds that he has disappeared and with his appearance he will come into reality. However, that is not the case and we would not be serving the rightful understanding to what it is that the Imam is in his Ghaiba periods. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and this is only an example, sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi had said, Al-Hasani wal-Husayn, imama qama aw qa'ada. Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein are two imams, whether they stand up or whether they are sitting down. If we were to look at this description of how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi refers to his two grandsons, it wouldn't really give us a correct or a proper sensible explanation as to them being imams, whether they are standing up or whether they are sitting down. The reality of this hadith is Rasulullah is saying whether they assume their correct position in leading the Muslim Ummah as the rightful Khalifa, or whether they have been forced to be confined to their houses, they are still the legitimate authority appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hasan wal-Husayn imaman qama aw qa'ada. They are imams, whether they are at the forefront of the Muslim Ummah or whether they have been forced to abandon or leave their position for whatever circumstance there may be. And this is applicable to each and every one of the other imams. It was only Imam Ali, Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, that had that position in the Muslim Ummah as the Khalifa for 5 years and a few months. And then it was Imam al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, who had the position of the fourth Khalifa, and that was only for a few months. Whereas with the rest of the Imams, unfortunately, it was taken away from them. What relevance does that have to do with Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallah ta'ala farajuhu sharif? The relevance is that the Imam is with us. However, that title of the Imam is put on hold. So he went into ghaiba, not in his person, but as his title. And this is why we always come across traditions, hadiths, and also explanations given by ulama that say that the Imam is with us in flesh, blood, and bone. However, unfortunately, we have not had the opportunity to be able to see him. And this is why there is a hadith that I wanted to share with you, where he had said, Imam al-Mahdi himself had said, وَلَوْ لَا ذُنُوبُ شِيَعَتِنَا لَرَأَوْنَا صَلُّ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدُ وَعَلِي مُحَمَّدُ. لولا ذنوب شيعتنا لرأونا رأي العين. If it was not for the sins of our Shia, this is what Imam al-Mahdi himself is saying, people would be able to clearly see us. Now, of course, the benefit for seeing the Imam is he has that hidayah, that guidance. Not the guidance on the physical a realm, but a guidance on the immaterial spiritual realm. And this is what I will be referring to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks a lot about different aspects of hidayah. And when it comes to the goal of creation, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. And it is he who has created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and his throne was on the water, that he might try you, might test you, as to who works the best, as to who of you works the best. Now, what is the connection here between Allah saying that He has created the heavens and the earth in 6 days? just so he is able to find out who among you do the best of deeds. What's the connection here? Coming back just prior to me making that point about the disappearance of the imam or the ghaibah of the imam, I had said that the first issue that this verse in Surah Al-Qasas, ayah number 5, refers to is as far as creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا or لَاعِبِينَ or many other descriptions that God explains as to why it is that he made the world. And we are still yet to discover 1/1,000,000,000th of the realities of existence. The main point in all of these verses is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a goal. And that goal is to establish a universal civilization. Not a civilization of different pockets of societies, but one united civilization governed by one system. When we look at the different prophets, sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Maybe some water would be a good idea. Or you would say water, water. What do, how do you say it in England? When we look at the Prophet Isa alayhi salam and the description given to him about, for example, how it is that he was able to engage with the rest of the society around him, we can see that all of it was done for a certain category of people and also for a certain time. That realm of work that Nabi Allah Isa alayhi salam had was temporal for a certain purpose. And the same thing goes for every other prophet. Unless we make a difference or do we distinguish between the Ulul Azm and the rest of the prophets. But even with Ulul Azm, we can see that their scope of the mission that they had was restricted to a certain extent. Contrary to how we see the description given as far as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi is concerned, where his message will be that of a continuing message until Judgment Day. Now, having these two things put together, we can see that Imam Al-Hujjah ajjalallahu ta'ala farajuhu sharif is someone who will inherit all of this. Of course, with the previous imams, there were so many attempts to try to establish that universal united system and government that has been promised for the believers who will inherit the earth. But each and every time, due to the circumstances that every imam faced, they were not able to ultimately accomplish what it is that inshallah our 12th imam will be able to do so. Sallallahu alayhi Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Now, I did ask the question, what does creation have to do with لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا? And the answer to this is that when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi and the rest of the imams and their spiritual, not their physical only, but their spiritual guidance of creation or their hidayah amriyah, if we can call it, this means that they have absolute control over all aspects of creation. And this itself will enable them to have that universal government that is the goal of the promised Mahdi. This is why there will be one united headquarters, and that headquarters will be not only for mankind, but also for all aspects of creation. All creation will succumb to the Mahdi, and all creation will be under his accessibility. Which is exactly why, when we look at these aspects, we can see that the Imam, ajallallahu ta'ala farajuhu sharif, will be able to infiltrate into all aspects of the world, the heavens and the earth, and he will be doing something that even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi himself did not do, and that is dealing with things in their inner aspects, which is exactly what Hidayah Amriya is, where he will no longer be looking at things on its surface, but within the inner hidden sides of it. Of course, this is not something unfamiliar to previous prophets, and their control or governing all over creation is not something unfamiliar to us as far as a Quranic concept is concerned. We can see the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam and Balqis and Asif ibn Barkhiya and all these issues. We can see the example of Nabiullah Isa alayhi salam and him reviving the dead. We can see the story of Musa and his companion Harun and what it is that happened at that time. And we can also see the powers that Khidr and the ilm that Khidr had as well, and so many other examples. And so with the coming of the Mahdi ajallallahu ta'ala farajuhu sharif and his ability to infiltrate all of creation, this is what it is that we are in need of. He will be living all of this time, and he will witness all of these things that have been happening throughout this time. Him witnessing all of these things will give him sensual knowledge of how to deal with them with his reappearance. And so, when the time does come where the Imam ajallallahu ta'ala farajuhu sharif does return, he will have that governing aspect of him. And also, of course, he will be able to bring about all of those treasures that were hidden. There is a hadith that says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided ilm into 27 portions. 2 were given to everyone, and 25 were left for the Imam with him to bring about and reveal to the rest of the world with his reappearance. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the concept of qist and adl. He's also mentioned the concept of dhulm and jawr. What's the difference between adl and qist? What's the difference between dhulm and jawr? Qist is the concept of rights. Adl is acting upon it. The opposite of qist is dhulm. The opposite of adl is jawr. Jawr means someone who has been deprived of their rights. Dhulm is someone who has not been given their defined rights, or they have, or their rights has not been defined for them. With the many, many ahadith that say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there was one last day in creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prolong that day until the Mahdi comes, or the Qa'im reappears, لِيَمْلَأَ الْأَرْضَ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا بَعْدَمَا مُلِئَتْ ظُلْمًا وَجَوْرًا, where he will spread, encompass the world with justice and with rights after or as it has been filled with tyranny and oppression. I think I'll have to abruptly stop here. My 20 minutes is up. And inshallah, probably with the questions and answers time, I'll be able to explain some of the further points that I had prepared in my research work, simple research work about the needs for the reappearance of the Imam. عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف خلق الله محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم